together Purina One brand pet foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Get the new high-efficiency GE Adora Laundry. Only at your local Home Depot. It offers huge capacity and huge savings of $200 off a pair. Now through February 20th.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep.
Here comes a real radio show.
Just direct your feet.
Compared to what?
Compared to everything else on the radio.
So,
this is as good as it gets.
Can't you hear?
What if this is as good as it gets?
Well, it is, Jack.
Yeah. You'll see. It's coming up here after this theme song. You're ready to be blown away. You people who just discovered the show. I think you've heard radio before.
In the shade.
No, you haven't. With the blues on parade.
With the blues on parade.
Oh, the blues are not doing too well, are they, Dan?
No, they're not.
No.
This rover.
All my life, I've been an obese man trapped inside a fat man's body.
Huh? Tell me about it.
Yeah.
It's funny. Still one of the funniest characters ever created. Yep. Homer Simpson.
Go lost at my feet.
On the street. Should be a pretty good day today, and I got a feeling a lot of people are going to want to call and weigh in and share stories.
About the State of the Union?
No, I didn't even watch it. You know what I saw on the sort of the recap, the little bites that they play is exactly what I knew it would be, which is why I'm glad I didn't waste time watching it. And that's not an anti-Obama statement. The State of the Union address, as long as I have been an adult, has just been ridiculous.
That's why I hate politics, because how can anybody with a rational brain watch that last night? Not even mattering. It doesn't even matter what was
actually said.
But just the format and the way the applause breaks.
It's laughable.
It's like some skit or something.
It is exactly like a skit.
It's like...
It's a joke. It's a joke. Why do we need that
bizarre
address? Why do we need that address?
It's almost as bizarre as the people over in England still wearing powdered wigs in their governmental.
Well, I wish we'd do that at least and give us something else to laugh at. If you watched it, what did you learn that you didn't already know? Nothing.
No.
Nothing. And here's another thing. This is not a statement directed at a party or an individual or an administration. It's a statement directed at any administration that would do it. It's the State of the Union address. It's not the time to me to parade kids and family members of, you know, that they load the seats with, we have in the audience tonight from Sandy Hook. It's the State of the Union address.
Right.
I hate that.
And both sides, you can't.
I hated
anything
the campaign.
Both sides say, because they're going to tell you exactly what they think you want to hear. And it's not necessarily the truth, 100% the truth, so...
What do you mean, not necessarily the truth? It's probably not the
truth. It's probably 90% false.
Yeah, Romney did it and Obama did it when they were both campaigning. They would get up and in a speech they'd go, you know, it was just yesterday I met a little girl in New Baden, Illinois. She was 12 years old. And she walked up to me and she says, my daddy's going to vote for you, and I guess if I were old enough, I'd vote too, and... Sir, I hope you can do something about the job situation. Oh, that's so sad. Who said that? A 12-year-old girl? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to vote for you. I hate that. I hate that trotting out one person who they've molded to sort of say exactly what they...
It's all a big show. It's just a big production. None of it's real.
Yeah,
that's what I hate about politics. None of it's real. It's just all...
I will tell you, at 2 o'clock this morning, I woke up and I thought, I'm going to go check the TV. I was still caught up in this Chris Dorner thing.
Yeah, and I can't believe not one channel kept footage going while the every channel had the State of the Union on. Nobody was doing updates on
it. I was flipping around this morning trying to find it.
Well, the truth is there was nothing to update.
Right, and we're not going to have anything for days now.
No, and Dan, what were you going to say? You're flipping this morning, and what?
I was flipping around. I couldn't find anything on that, but then I did see the highlights and the rebuttals and all this other the rebuttal, and I thought while I was watching that, I thought, go back 15 years, go back 20 years, 25 years. It's the same. It was the same crap. It's the same thing, but different people standing there.
Yeah.
We're going to work with the president.
And, and responding to the president's remark from the Republican Party, here's, and whoever it is, Mark Rubio. They always do
that. This is how ridiculous it is. The biggest, one of the biggest things that come out of the last night was the Rubio drinking water. What is that about? They're making, that's like one of the biggest stories.
Is that all we have to talk
today.
About? Is that he leaned over too far to get water?
Reach for it, yes.
Big deal. Now, let's talk about this Chris Dorner thing. And then we'll get to the Burke segment, but I want to give you something to think about, and you folks who want to call can certainly chime in on this. One of the things that, to me, should teach a lesson to the major news outlets, but won't, because they will continue to do what they always do. They'll jump the gun with information that's not accurate. But, boy, what really got me this time was how they portrayed Chris Dorner as this guy who was more than capable of taking all these people out, an expert marksman, trained, and he wasn't any of that. I saw an interview this morning with the former LAPD police chief who fired Dorner, and he said, you can go back, and it's easily accessible, all his test scores, all the information on this guy. He said they kept... And he pretty much laid out the media, because he said, you people kept portraying him as some kind of Rambo. He said, here's the deal. Not only was he not highly trained, he was barely trained. He said, that's the term, is barely. This is a guy
who
barely passed all the tests.
And he was just starting out, right, when he filed that report against the sergeant? He was training.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had no experience in anything beyond basic training. He was a Navy reservist in a communications outlet. That's what I did in the Army Reserve. I was in a public information communications unit. You don't need extra training in weaponry to sit down at a typewriter, okay, or talk on the phone. And he said his training and his expertise was minimal. He said anybody who's been in basic training for the military has as much training as Chris Dorner had. And somehow people, they got carried away with, oh boy, they're really up against it because this guy knows all the tactics and he knows their strategy and he's well armed and he's got, they even had said that I think he in his manifesto led him to believe he had a shoulder mounted, ground to air, rocket propelled, whatever. He didn't have any of that. And he wouldn't even know how to use it if he did. They said that he took the same training with weaponry that anybody has to take to get into police academy or to get in any branch of the service. And I found that because I bought into it, too. They kept telling us, oh, man, this guy knows if anybody can slip through the cracks, it'll be him because he knows what they're... It wasn't true. It just wasn't true. And here's the other interesting thing. For 2 days, he was literally across the street in that first house from the command post.
The
street.
Yeah, he never left after
they
his trip was
They could have walked over and gotten him.
Yeah.
And he was in the house across the street.
Yeah, and I don't care that they did this, but anybody that doesn't believe they set that cabin on fire on purpose is...
They're
saying it was the smoke grenades and the flashbangs.
Here's what I think.
Well, they're on mic. Did you hear that today? They one of the police microphones picked up. They said, "Burn this MF-er down." That they were caught on a reporter's mic saying that about the cabin.
I didn't hear that because what I was going to say was that I, up until now, was pretty convinced that he caught the house on fire. In other words, you find some gasoline or whatever, you pour it, you light it, you shoot yourself so that you burn yourself up after you've committed suicide. That's what I thought happened. But, yeah, if they've got him on a recording going, burn this MF-er down, well, then, yeah, they burned it down, just like I think they burned that David Koresh, that Waco thing down. They burned it down, too.
But it's funny, the statement they had to make was sometimes when you use flashbangs and tear gas and things like that, sparks can create a fire.
Yeah.
It's like, no, come on.
Well, and again, I don't care. Look, the homeowner, the lady that owns the house, I'm sure she'll be compensated for the house. It's just a cabin in the woods. You can build another.
Oh, sure, sure.
But I don't care that they burned it down either. And if anybody wants to criticize the way they handled it, what's to criticize? Why would you care if they burned it? If that's what did it? If that's what it took to get rid of him, so what? So what? It's just, boy, I love stuff like this because they never seem to learn. It's like when the weather people really miss the forecast. Well, flurries maybe a quarter of an inch, and it's 4 inches of snow. They never come and say, man, we're stupid. I mean, we really blew it. The news people never come on and say, we like to apologize to all of you for the following things that misled everybody. We told you he had training he didn't have. And just go down the line. And we blew it on every one of these counts. And we're going to try to not do that again. No, they'll do it again.
Yeah.
They'll do it again. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do not.
Peon has nothing. Dan?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, with a contribution to the Burke segment,
for the first
Dan Strauss.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank. For the first time last night, I went out for Fat Tuesday. I had never gone out for anything that had to do with Mardi Gras.
And I never have either.
No. So we went out to a place over in Alton where our band has played before, and we went over there.
You got a band?
What? Yeah. Yeah, I have a band.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll have to tell you about it sometime.
What's the name of the band?
Henry's Humans.
Huh. Never heard of them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
So I almost said anyway. So, oh my God,
yeah, you should know better.
I know. So we went over and had an absolute blast. There was this band over there playing, and they were a Zydeco band. Have you ever sat down and listened to a Zydeco band?
Yeah, I'm not a Zydeco fan.
Oh, these guys. It's Zydeco Crawdaddies, and
good name.
I was talking to the guy, the lead singer, and he plays the accordion, and he looks just like Willie Nelson. I mean, and after talking to him, he said he goes to every Willie Nelson concert he can. He's a huge fan of Willie Nelson.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the accordion the main focus, the instrument for Zydeco?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what really is that kind of like a Louisiana kind of
yeah.
Music?
Yeah, if you heard it, you'd know it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like Bourbon Street and stuff like that. So this guy looks just like Willie Nelson. He's a huge listener to the show. He knows every little thing about the show. And when he was talking to the people, to the crowd, he said, and anyway, and then he just stopped and looked at me and went, anyway, and yelled
anyway.
At the crowd. Oh, his name's Paul Jarvis, and he is, he put out a CD. I'm going to bring the CD in and let you listen to it, because he said that he does like 71, 75 Willie Nelson songs, and he sounds just
you mean
like
from 1971 and 1975?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Those years?
But
good year.
He sounds just like Willie Nelson. It is.
We'll be the judge of that.
It is, it is really scary, and he did some Willie Nelson songs. So that's what I wanted to say hi to him. And the Zydeco thing, I had never gone out for Fat Tuesday, and it was an absolute blast. But
I am such a non-participant and such a loser. I've never been to a Mardi Gras anything.
No, unless I'm working, I really don't choose to go
barking,
down that. Right.
Yeah, you're going to be in the middle of it.
But there were a lot of people dressed up in, I don't know what, and I don't know what, they had weird hats on and all kinds of stuff, but it was a fun time. But I wanted to say hi to Paul Jarvis, who's just a huge listener, and he was telling everybody to listen to our show, and he goes, they go on about 3:15, and then they have Mike Evans, and
he did this on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Paul.
Yeah.
Jarvis.
Yeah.
That kind of guy. Anything else?
That's about it. I was going to talk about, but we talked about it earlier, about the rebuttals and stuff, but that's
You covered that, I think.
Yeah,
pretty well. Burke segment. Officially called. Are these callers still on?
Yes.
Let's take some calls here. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Margie's up first. Hello, Margie. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing
good.
It's going to be a good day today. I got a great joke today.
Oh, wow. I'll have to be sure to tune in.
Right.
Hey, it pains me to correct you guys, but... or I should say, however.
And there's always a however
in life.
I was watching CNN last night with this that guy up in the woods, and when it was almost time for the president to come on, the guy said, "We're going to go over to the presidential thing, and but if you want to continue to watch this, it's on HLN." So I switched up, and I watched the entire thing. It was amazing.
Now, how's that correcting us?
Because you guys said it wasn't on any channels.
Oh, I thought I went by HLN. I must have missed it then.
Yeah, I was glued to that TV. I watched the whole thing. It was so fascinating to me.
Yeah, but when you realize after you've watched it for 3 or 4 hours that everything you saw, but I'm with you, you still can't help it, but everything you saw, if you had turned on the TV at the end of all that time, in 5 minutes, they just keep going back over everything that happened. But I'm with you. You still watch it anyway, knowing you may be sitting here for 10 hours.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can't help it. You can't help it.
Exactly. Yeah. But I just wanted to tell you guys, I love your show. I think you guys are so funny, and I just wanted to call in and just say that.
Well, Margie, I love you, and maybe in a sexual way. How old are you?
60.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
60's the new 40. You need to know
that.
You guys
are funny. Well, have a good day.
Thank you, Margie. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Tom is up. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Hey, listen, some good news for you and Dan and Peon and all the employees at KTRS.
Right.
Last night, the president said he wanted to raise minimum wage to $9 an hour. That means you guys are in for a raise.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't think we didn't notice that.
All right, guys. AM into PM.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
You know what I think is funny? I think it's funny that I think a lot of people think that if you're on the radio or on television, You make a lot of money. Few do, most don't. But I really don't think most people have any idea how little some of the people they hear on the air make. They'd be stunned if they did. You know, when there was a radio station in town for years and years and years, the other AM station, which for years was the big, they were here like in the top, and then way, 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 way down was whoever was second. I mean, they just monopolized the market, and it was the station. And I remember a friend of mine who got a job doing news there part-time, and it was a news and information station, so you know, if you get tapped to do the news, they think you're pretty good because you're talking about the likes of Bob Hardy and, you know, credible people. And I'll never forget when I said to him, I said, "Wow, that must be a really good gig." And I was in radio at that time, and he said, "No," he says, "they don't pay anything." And I said, "What do you mean?" And if I remember, he told me they paid him, and this guy was a really good newscaster with a lot of credentials, $10 an hour.
Whoa.
$10. And I don't think most people have any idea. I think that to them it's all showbiz, movies, TV, radio. Trust me, there are a lot of people in this business who are really, really underpaid.
But paid like the key grips do in the movies.
Exactly. But it's also by choice. They could quit, but they can't quit because certain jobs are in your blood. Pilots, for example, people who like to fly. That's all they want to do. They love to fly. They live to fly. I had a flight instructor that I knew years ago, and he was leaving out at Spirit. He wasn't going to teach anymore. And I said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I got a job with TWA, when there was a TWA, and it was one of their express jets, the commuter jets. And he said,
"Oh, yeah."
And I said, "Wow." I said, "You mind if I ask what that pays?" He said, $12,500 a year.
Whoa.
Now, this wasn't that long ago. This is like 25 years ago, but still. And he said, and then after like 2 years, he works up to 17th. And I thought, what?
Wow.
You got to be kidding me. All the training you've had. Let's get the Julie on. Julie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
I kind of feel like I'm off subject now.
That's all right. There's no subject. That's the beautiful thing about this show. The subject is whatever you want it to be.
The Christopher Dorner thing, I bought into that too, that he was highly trained.
Yeah.
He was like a killing machine. And
no.
Everybody was at risk, and you never knew where he was going to pop up. And
yeah, and they were at risk, but not for the reasons they told us.
But then after he's killed and done, this guy comes out and goes, "Well, it really didn't happen that way. It was," but that's,
yeah.
And it's like, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. I can do that too.
Yeah. No, it's laughable, actually.
It actually is. And it was like.
But we're all suckers for it. We still continue when they do it to buy into it.
I know. We always buy into it. And it's like, you know what? I'm tired of it.
Now, here's what I was thinking. Because have they actually... I mean, right now it's 3:32. Have they ID'd him positively yet?
No,
have
they announced? No. It could take a long time.
They said it's going to take days.
Are you kidding me? They want to know this guy's off the street. They're going to ID him as soon as possible. They got dental records. They got DNA. You don't think that's going to be rushed through to find out that this guy is actually dead?
But didn't you actually think of the tiny possibility that maybe when they got in there, there wouldn't be a body? He wasn't there. He managed to elude him. Now you've got a story, and you have the most embarrassing manhunt outcome in the history of police work if that guy hadn't been in that house. Actually was a possibility, or they wouldn't have had roadblocks and checking people going out of the area.
They still have some of the families protected today because just to make sure.
Well, I'll tell you my theory on that, why I think they're still protecting families. We'll get to that later, but I'll tell you why I think that is. Was there anything else, Julie?
No, that was it, but I think they're going to rush this through, and they're going to fight. They'll know within hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, it's him. Julie, thank you.
I believe it.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Frank.
Thank you.
Jackson on the line is a kid, and he wanted to talk with us about the Instagram thing that you were talking
you
about.
You mean Snapchat?
Or Snapchat, yeah. What you were talking
put him
about.
On yes. here. Hey, Jackson, how are you?
Hi, it's... sorry, just... Yesterday we were talking about the Instagram thing
Snapchat.
Okay. We were doing PowerPoint presentations in my class today.
Yep.
And about our favorite things, and five or more kids said that they like that website as their favorite website.
Well, it's not a website. It's an app.
I think.
An app.
Yeah, an app and a website, I think. Really? So
it's relatively
popular.
I mean, it's new. It's just out, and it's already their favorite.
Yeah, and my teacher was explaining to us that once you put it on there, you can't bring it back.
Yeah, Jason, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to guess that you're a pretty bright kid. First of all, you're listening to this show, so you're smarter than the average kid. How old are you? Now, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11. You're a smart guy, and I'm going to bet you would never be dumb enough to put anything on a phone, send it to somebody, whether they say it self-destructs or not. You know that. You know that once it's there, somebody, anybody can capture it, and it can be there forever. You know that.
Yeah.
So what is it that the kids, why is it all of a sudden instantly their favorite app, did they say?
They said that they like looking at the pictures on there.
Okay, but they're pictures that are sent by people. What does that mean? They like looking at pictures they shouldn't really be looking at because they go away in 5 seconds? Or what do they mean by that? What do you think they mean?
Well, I think they mean like... it didn't give much explanation of why they liked it, but they... They basically said they like it because some of the pictures are funny there. Some of them are can like explain some things and stuff.
Now, you understand what the app is for, though, right? I mean, you can take a picture. Here's what it's for. It's to let people take pictures that they normally wouldn't take and send anybody, but because they think that they self-destruct, that it's okay. In other words, if I sent you a picture of, let's say I'm a kid, and I got a picture of my teenage sister coming out of the shower, and I'm going to send it to one of my buddies. Normally, I wouldn't do that, but I'll do it now because it's going to go away in 5 seconds. And the truth is, it may not go away.
Yeah.
It can still be out there forever. So you do get that.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, you're smarter than these other kids, and I'm anointing you as our new official kid reporter as of this moment. Jackson, the new kid reporter. Jackson, you call anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, Jackson. I even like his name, Jackson.
Yeah, that was a good name.
Yeah, not Jack. Jackson.
Powerful.
Jackson Pollock. How many Jacksons? Jackson Pollock, who else? Jackson, not many.
No.
That's a good handle. All right, we got to do a little business, take a break. We come back, we take a lot of calls today because we have a lot to talk about. And I do want to say that I am 100% heterosexual. And I, for whatever reason, I knew the name Kate Upton, but I didn't, if you'd said which one of these pictures is Kate Upton, I couldn't have told you. Well, let's listen. I know who she
now
is
now.
Va-va-va-va-voom.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Here's a woman that is, to me, the perfect woman in that she's not a stick, and I hope that young girls will look at Kate Upton and go, well, maybe I don't have to keep throwing my food up all the time.
Right.
Maybe I don't have to stick my fingers down my throat, or maybe I don't have to just eat bean sprouts and alfalfa, and I can actually have a real meal, and that weighing 140 is okay. That's what I love about Kate Upton. In addition, of course, the fact that she's not just pretty. She is smoking hot, sensuous. I mean,
easy.
Oh, no, yeah. She is. Some women are pretty in a sort of go to church kind of pretty way, but you don't have thoughts about them. I looked at that Kate Upton, and I thought, wow, I got 100 things right now in my mind that you and I could do together,
mm-hmm.
and they involve at most that swimsuit you were wearing. She is really, really hot. I've never bought a Sports Illustrated. I've never bought a Playboy in my life. I've seen them, lots of them,
right.
But I've never paid for one. Because normally if there's one in the building, as it gets passed around, only one guy has to buy it. All right, the Good Feet stores. There are three Good Feet locations. I think you know that by now, and I think you know what they do. They sell inserts, arch supports, whatever you want to call them, orthopedic products. And they're not in the shoe business. Now, there are a couple of companies that sell special shoes. You don't need special shoes in most of these cases. You need something in the shoe that will alter and change slightly the way you are standing and walking, because that way that you are walking and distributing the weight on your feet is very possibly what's causing the pain in your feet or your legs or knees or back or hip or whatever. And they're tremendously successful. And the people who go to Good Feet and get relief sing the praises of Good Feet. And like a lot of other people, they got their doubt. They're skeptical when they go in. They have their doubts. And I was one of those people, because it just seems like it's too simple. How could the solution be that simple? I stick something in my shoe, I get up, walk around, and boom, I can already tell the difference. Well, that's what happens for a lot of people. It doesn't happen for 100%, but boy, the track record is pretty good. So here's my advice, suggestion, request, if you have pain, and it doesn't have to just be coming from your feet, 30, 40 minutes in Good Feet, what if you find that relief you're looking for with just one stop? Worth a try. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com, or just walk right in because you don't need an appointment. On Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Dearburg's. The Good Feet stores.
And we're going to check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Well, about the biggest problem we've got now is if you're coming on westbound 255, you're jammed up about 2.5 miles to the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. They're doing bridge maintenance work, and only one lane is open. So, once again, and that's expected, what I'm seeing here is expected to last until about midnight. So you might want to try to take a Missouri bridge, one of the other Missouri bridges, and go 55 or one of the other highways. But other than that, it's just volume that's building on southbound 270 from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Same thing on westbound 64, 270 through Mason, and you're heavy on the westbound 70 entrance to the Blanchette Bridge from about the Earth City Expressway. This traffic report, it's brought to you by La Quinta Inn and Suites. Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight at La Quinta. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Back in 1922, Warren G. Harding was president. The St. Louis Browns played baseball, and 5:50 a.m. went on the air. And the reaction was...
Sounds lovely, but we cannot see the person speaking.
And now, 91 years later, you can see the person speaking on KTRS-TV.
Between 6 and 10 a.m. weekday mornings, go to KTRS.com, click play on the homepage, and watch McGraw in the Morning on High Def TV. Yes, with four HD cameras, you'll get all sides of traffic, weather, guest callers, news, and sports live as it happens. It's TV on the radio at KTRS.com, powered by Taliesin Technologies.
Did you know that learning a new language can help improve your mental fitness? And brain fitness is just as important as physical fitness, because if you don't use your brain, you lose your brain. One of the best ways to keep your brain stimulated is by learning a new language. And the ultimate way to learn a new language is with Rosetta Stone Language Learning Technology. Recent research suggests that men and women who learn a second language tend to be better problem solvers, more creative, and actually use more of their brain mass. That's why Rosetta Stone wants to send you an absolutely free demo of their language immersion technology. Just call 1-800-400-6682 and request your free demo. Rosetta Stone teaches you your new language the way you naturally think and learn, so your brain recognizes the language faster and more easily. Try it for free. Stimulate your brain. Stimulate your world. Call for your free demo of Rosetta Stone Language Learning Technology. 1-800-400-6682. That's 1-800-400-6682.
The Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. In other words, when you owe people money, they own you. So are you tired of being a slave to your mortgage and all your other debts? Just think, a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest, and the banks get it all. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their debts, including their mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, and student loans. And now I want to show you. So let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. Just call 1-800-600-9841. You'll discover powerful debt-eliminating secrets that will help you break free from being a slave to your debts. The truth is, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. For a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-600-9841. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-600-9841.
Glamour Magazine calls BB Cream one of the 10 beauty products every woman should own. But here's a little secret. All BB Creams are not created equal. If you're a woman between 30 and 60, Hydroxytone's BB Cream is one of the most powerful anti-aging BB Creams on the market. We don't just hide your wrinkles, we actually fight them. And to prove it, during the next 24 hours, we're letting as many people as possible try it. So call immediately to be one of them. 1-800-616-4026. Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream is the skin-perfecting, beauty-protecting, all-in-one wonder that looks like makeup but acts like skincare. From a leader in anti-aging, it doesn't just make you look 10 years younger, it also gives you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion. So looking younger has never been more beautiful. Now you can try it if you're one of the first callers right now. Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream is now available at Ulta stores, but for this special radio offer, call 1-800-616-4026. 1-800-616-4026.
As a St. Louisan, you like to hear about good St. Louis success stories. Well, that's Jennifer Williams from St. Louis Closet Company. 20 years ago, she started St. Louis Closet Company, and today, it's as good as it's ever been. 100% custom closets manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, 100% truly made and manufactured right here in St. Louis. St. Louis Closet Company has a brand new showroom on Big Bend in Maplewood. To find out more, 314-781-9000. Call them today. They'll come out to your house and give you a free in-home estimate. They'll take that space and they'll turn it into closets. They'll go to their Maplewood facility. They'll manufacture it and they'll custom make it. Then they'll turn back to your house and get it installed in just one day. St. Louis Closet Company. All sorts of deals by a St. Louis company. 314-781-9000 or stlouiscloseteco.com. 20 plus years of being St. Louis. St. Louis Closet Company.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. Are you leaking energy from your windows? Or maybe your siding needs replaced? Please remember, Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Call today for your free estimate. 866-546-ROOF.
Mizzou basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
I give her all my love. That's what I do.
I give her all my love.
You just said that.
That's all I do.
That's all I do, not what I do. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Jack is with us. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, fantastic, Jack.
Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I got a different twist on this dude, this...
Dorner?
Hey, cop guy?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name, Dahmer or whatever it is?
Dorner, D-O-R-N-E-R.
Yeah, what if he is a little smarter than they give him credit for? And what if he doesn't have a problem with killing? So what if he killed himself, a homeless guy, took him to that cabin, and used him as a decoy, and he snuck out the back after all of this stuff went down?
Well, I actually thought about this, and I thought, you know, because, again, we were under the impression this guy was brilliant and that he knew all the stuff he didn't really know. Well, thinking that... that's exactly the same thing that I thought of. I thought, well, if he's really clever, when the smoke settles and they get the body and they get into the autopsy, really go, wait a minute, this is not him. And now he's on the loose again. No, I mean, you and I were thinking alike on this one.
All righty. I'm not trying to throw no conspiracies out there.
No, but when they do the book, the movie, by the way, that's the way the movie ought to go. If you want to really if you want to really put some twists and turns in it, you get a shot of the coroner going, and he looks up and goes, we've got a problem. This is not... And now he's loose again. There's your movie.
Yeah, but you know what would be better? If he moved in with D.B. Cooper.
Oh, my goodness.
That's even an even better movie. Jack, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. From Jack to Jacob. Hello, Jacob.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You were mentioning, I love hearing you mention the fact that they bring all this stuff up regarding, oh, he's an expert marksman, so on and so forth. I remember the DC sniper guy and watching the news with my wife, and they said, oh, he's a marksman in the Army. And I thought, well, that's the lowest you can get and stay in the Army. If you're not a marksman, they'll kick you out eventually.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that. They think the word marksman means expert. There's a huge difference between sharpshooter or expert marksman and just marksman. You're right. That just means you qualified, even if it was barely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
70% of your targets or something.
Right. So. Anything else?
No, that's all I had.
Jacob, that's plenty. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to take a moment, get caught up, and then we'll go back to the phones. This will only take a minute, but I think it's something a lot of people are going to listen to. And if you're not directly yourself a candidate for these jobs, maybe you have a friend or relative who is, and I'm talking about the jobs open at Schaefer Auto Body Centers. They need technicians and estimators, but I will tell you, they are looking only for the best. If you don't really, truly believe you're really good and among the best, don't apply at Schaefer. Because if you've ever had a vehicle, any body work done at Schaefer and gotten it back, you know everybody that was involved was as good as it gets. They're as good as it gets at what they do. So here's the deal. They're looking for several technicians and several estimators. They're growing and they're expanding, and that's what happens when you're really good at what you do. You just business people tell other people, business increases, and they have 7 locations now, but they actually have plans to open a couple more this year. So they need technicians and they need estimators. I don't know the exact number of each, and until I'm told they fill these positions, I can assume they're still open. What you want to do is you can stop by any Schaefer location and leave a resume, or you can go online to SchaeferAutobody.com. That's a C in there, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, SchaeferAutobody.com. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550. KTRS. Now, I will tell you, Peon, what I meant when I said I have my own theory as to why they still have protection for some of these families that he targeted. We have a group of people out there, just as we did with O.J. and with Charles Manson, and these people, there's one word to describe these people. They're nuts. These are the people, did you see them on TV holding up signs, go Chris, don't kill Chris?
Oh, yeah.
They're rooting for this guy who is a murderer. Now, whether or not you think he was unjustly fired is a separate issue. You can you know think the LAPD is corrupt and racist or whatever you want to think. The truth is, every day people get fired, and sometimes they get fired, they're wrongly fired, but they don't go murdering innocent family members of people.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, I don't want to say this to make it sound like I condone it, but I while I don't understand the killing of any of these people, I certainly can understand a guy who's flipped going to kill the guy that fired him, but not the kids, the guy's family. Okay, so you got people out there cheering for a murderer, and I'm telling you, the world is full of nuts. Who's to say that one of these people or a couple of these people might decide to just take up his cause and carry on where he left off?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe somebody out there was also wrongly terminated, and they're thinking, you know what? I'm going to finish what he started. I'll go, because they printed the names of his targets, which I think was stupid, by the way.
Yeah.
So now they've got a list of names of people connected with LAPD. And then there becomes
the mystery if he's still out there. And
well, even if we know he's not, this is him. I mean, we know that. So they do the dental thing and they go, yep, it's Chris Dorner. Now you got to wonder, the show that Kevin Bacon's in, The Following, it's kind of what prompted me to think this way. People who are real powerful in mind control can get other people to finish what they started when they had to leave off to go to prison. And Manson had that. I mean, he had people still out there doing his dirty work and his evil stuff when he wasn't doing it himself. He was still controlling these people. And if Dorner obviously wasn't a cult leader, but there are people out there who were fired, terminated from their jobs, and they hadn't done anything wrong. They were set up, or somebody lied about them. And it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all if one of these families or members of these families ended up getting shot at or something because some nut wanted to finish Dorner's work for him. So that's why I think maybe for a while. Because I'm going to tell you this, too. Anybody that holds up a sign, don't kill Chris, go Chris, we're rooting for you, I think the FBI should take a look at those pictures of those people holding those signs up, go visit their homes, and do an extensive investigation into that, because there's something wrong with that person.
Yes. Yeah.
That we're talking about all this mental health and how do we curb violence, gun violence. How about starting here? When somebody does something blatantly crazy, like supporting and encouraging the escape and that Chris Dorner, that they're rooting for him, go visit that house. And make sure that guy doesn't have any guns, because there's something really wrong with a person like that. Remember the people holding up all the O.J. signs?
Oh, yeah, sure.
O.J., go. Holy cow. All they knew was the guy's in a Bronco with $10,000 in cash, with a gun, with a disguise. All things that point to guilty, guilty, guilty. And knowing that, and that he's resisting arrest, essentially. He's running at even at a slow pace from the cops. All the people who, not knowing the facts, but knowing enough to know that something doesn't look right here, they're still on his side and they're rooting for him. Those are the people I want to know. I want to know who those people are, because they're very potentially very dangerous people.
How about that story that came out about O.J. today?
Oh, no, we're going to get to that. This is a good one, I hope it's true.
I do, too.
I hope he turned gay in prison.
Daddy juice.
And in the prison yard, in the prison work yard, or wherever it is, he hangs out only with a group that are known as the girls.
Oh, boy.
It's the openly gay prisoners, and this is who O.J. spends all his time with. This is a fantastic story. I love it. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Talked about them for I think Thompson Price is the second or third longest running advertiser we have. It's something like 17 or 18 years, even before we came here. And that makes me very, very happy. What makes me even happier is to know that business at Thompson Price is really good. I talk to him on a regular basis, and trust me, these people will tell me if the phone's not ringing, business is not good, and if that goes on long enough, we get fired. We can no longer speak because they're spending a lot of money, and they want a return on that investment, and that return is you're at least calling and taking a look at the work that Thompson Price could do for you. Now, if you decide to go somewhere else, then that's an issue they need to fix. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think if you talk to two or three people about completely remodeling your kitchen or your bathroom, and one of them is Thompson Price, I know who's going to win that contest. Thompson Price. If you want it done right. Now, if you just want some cosmetic stuff slapped together and cabinets painted and just something that looks okay till you can unload the house, this is not the company you're looking for. You may start at their website if you like, thompsonprice.com, or just pop into the showroom. It's in De Pere on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, and next to McAllister's Deli in there with TJ Maxx. thompsonprice.com.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we did have a report of an overturned vehicle on westbound 370 near Missouri Bottom. Also, the big problem now is on 255 westbound from around Columbia, about 2.5 miles towards the JB Bridge. You've got one long traffic jam due to bridge maintenance. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil. When colds hurt, try Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Carney Show.
Kevin Smith with us.
I got profiled for being fat. And, you know, I have no problem with being fat, obviously, or, you know, some problem. I try to diet, but generally it's a part of who I am. And suddenly when they used it against me, I got so mad because I was like, look, I know I'm fat, but I'm not too fat to fly on this plane.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Free? Did someone say free? Free is good. Season Spawn Salon in South County is offering a free haircut with $50 color service for new clients during the month of February. At Season Spa, they're rolling out the new L'Oreal Professional Color Line, which is only found at elite salons. And Season Spawn Salon is one of them. Stop in and see them today. And remember, gift certificates for that special person in your life are always a good way to go. Season Spa and Salon in Ronnie's Plaza in South County. For more information, visit seasonspa.com.
This is KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.